Episode of Inside Out Gaming, and today we have a guest that we have actually had before. His name is Dr. Freshman. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
So, don't know, Dr. Freshman does actually have a podcast. Do you want to explain?
Sure. So, I have a podcast on Anchor called Dr. Freshman. You can listen to it on Spotify if you don't have Anchor. And yeah, go check it out. It's called Dr. Freshman.
Yeah, guys, a really cool podcast. Go check it out. And what do you want to talk about?
I don't mind. It's up to you, really.
So why don't we talk about films?
Okay.
So, films. What is your favourite film?
I like lots of films, to be honest. I haven't really got favourites, but I like lots of films, really.
Okay. My favourite film, again, like you, I'm not really sure, but my favourite like film series is probably like Star Wars, probably.
Oh, yeah. No,
Star Wars is pretty good. So, guys, so Dr. Freshman that we have today, he has his own podcast, as you guys know. You can go listen to it on Spotify, in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. So go check it out. Go give him a follow so you don't miss any episodes, because his episodes are sick. So go check him out. So another topic that we can go into is gaming.
Sure, gaming, yeah.
So, at the moment, are you doing much gaming?
Ish. I'd say ish, yeah.
I think, you know, it, obviously, and so like gaming, a big part of it is gaming. But like, I'm not sure. A lot of people, I think, because we're starting to go like back into school, like more people are going out. I don't think many people is like playing as much as they was, which is not to say that like people aren't playing, but I think less because like people are going to school and to work and that kind of thing. Do you agree?
Yeah, you've got a point, because like so quite recently we've started high school, which is different to primary, and we've had like less time to like play and just
I think a lot of people have like moved to different schools maybe, and like it's quite scary. So like if anybody's feeling nervous, if anybody's just started, maybe, you know, you'll be fine at school. Just don't worry, try to do your best. And back to what you were saying, Dr. Freshman, I think, yeah, a lot of people are like going to school, and like more people don't have enough time really. And especially like, I'm not sure about you, but since I've gone to high school or secondary school, there's been a lot more homework, so there's not much time.
Yeah.
So you know, there's not much time. But if you do play, what do you play at the moment?
Well, so basically, I play this game. It's a 360 game, but it's called Skate 3. And it's a 360 game, but it's quite good. It's quite good.
Oh, is it like that skateboard game?
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I think, like, I mostly still play the same games, but, like, just not as much. Like, especially, like, during, like, quarantine, I, like, we played so much. Because, like, online school, 10 minutes to do, like, the whole work. But like now we're spending, what, 7 hours in school? You know, we come back, we have dinner, we get showered, we go to bed. There's not, you know, there's not time to really play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But, like, I think with the new... I'm not sure if you've heard, but Minecraft is having one of the biggest updates ever. Caves and Cliffs Part 2.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's having a massive update. So I think when that releases, it's going to be really good and, like, loads of people are going to play.
Yeah. And also, speaking of Minecraft, I heard that they're adding a new mob soon. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're adding the... Alley, which is like this, like, you know the Vex in Minecraft?
Yeah, like the little ghost that, like, has a
yeah,
sword.
Yeah, yeah. So basically they're making, like, a friendly version of it.
Oh, yeah. And also, I think that's a video. Does it, like, multiplicate things? Like, it gives you more items.
Yeah, so basically you, like, drop it an item, and then it'll go get another, the same item, and then give it to you, I think. So yeah. I think, like, that will be quite good for, like, farms, like, automatic farms. I can't wait for, like, really big, like, really good redstone people, like Mumbo Jumbo, to create a really cool redstone thing with, like, the LAs.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that'll be, like, pretty good for, like, redstone stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't want the LA. They wanted, like... There was another thing called, like, the copper golem, which would, like, press random copper buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't really mind with any. I'm happy with all of them, really.
Yeah.
I think the one that... So there was, like, this vote thing where you could vote for which one you want. I voted for the copper golem because I thought, like... It would be really cool, first of all, to have copper buttons, because they said if the copper golem gets voted, we'll put in copper buttons, which was cool. And I think also a lot of redstone stuff would go on with the golems.
Yeah, that would...
From the alley as well, there was another one, I think. It was like this... bush looking monster thing that would like appear in like caves and stuff where mobs would spawn. So it would basically, it's basically this mob that would tell you that mobs can spawn there.
Oh, yeah. Was that called the glare or something?
Yeah, it was called the glare. Yeah, I thought that was quite pointless, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's like, I think. Most Minecrafters would like that have been playing for like about 3 months will like know where mobs will spawn and where they won't spawn.
Yeah.
So I think that's quite useless, to be honest.
Yeah, it does sound quite useless.
But you know, it's obviously a good idea. But I don't think it's the best idea.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Which one did you want to get put in?
Well, to be honest, I quite liked the copper golem because, so apparently the copper golem is like the iron golem, but a smaller size and it's like a different colour. It's like copper. And when it goes in the sun, it changes colour, which is, yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, it like oxidises the, and it'll turn blue. Yeah, that was quite a cool thing. Yeah, that was, I didn't even mention that. Yeah, that was a cool bit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, what else do you want to talk about?
Up to you, honestly, it's up to you.
Let's talk about, like, music. So, I've been listening to some of your episodes, and you talk a lot about, like, rap and like artists and music. Do you wanna talk about that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so let's kick it off with a pretty obvious question. Who is like your favorite like music artist?
Oh, well, so my favorite kind of music is like hip hop and like rap, that kind of stuff. But I haven't really got a favorite artist because I just like listen to that kind of music and I like move from one to another. And like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who do you listen to right now?
I listen to Eminem. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to him at the moment, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I think, what do you think is like the best thing to listen to music on?
Well, I think there's like very good platforms to like l listen to music, like loads, but I tend to do YouTube for some reason.
Yeah, I think basically Spotify is probably the most popular for music
Yeah.
and like probably one of the best. But like if you want to watch like a music video, I would probably like go to YouTube.
Yeah.
But like I mostly listen to music off Spotify.
Oh,
But
yeah.
like I think YouTube can basically just do anything at this point. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, YouTube has films, they have like the TikTok thing, shorts,
Yeah.
podcasts, you know, there's loads.
Yeah, YouTube, you can do loads on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube is like really big. But
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in the future there'd be like a new sort of YouTube.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but yeah.
Because like people always like new things. Like when like for example TikTok. When TikTok was a thing, everybody liked it mainly because it was new.
Yeah.
Like for example, nobody like my generation will use Facebook because it's quite old. But instead we'd use like maybe TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat because that's fairly new. Do you know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yes,
Like humans tend to like new things.
true.
And it's not just like online as well. Like, you know, people would like the iPhone 13 more than an iPhone 7 because it's new.
True, true.
So like, yeah, that's another point. And like I'm not sure what would like take out YouTube, because it's quite a hard job to take out YouTube because it's such a big company.
Yeah. It's a glo yeah, so it goes around global, like it's a global company.
Yeah, everybody knows YouTube. Like if you go up like in the middle of a city and you ask 10 people if they know what YouTube is, I'm pretty sure all 10 or 9 will know what YouTube is.
Yeah. Probably like 9 people out of 10 people would know.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, who is your favorite YouTuber right now?
Well, at the moment, I'll probably have to give it to Mr. Beast again. I still watch him.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is so sick. Like, he's so good as well. Also, have you heard of Team C's?
Team C's. I've heard of them, but I don't know who they are.
So basically, remember when Mr. Beast did Team Trees?
Yeah.
So he made this new thing called Team C's, which is like Team Trees, but instead of planting trees, they're like taking like rubbish out of the ocean.
Oh,
So, like, if you donate like $1, they'll remove 1 pound of rubbish from the ocean.
that sounds quite cool.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I think Team Trees was so successful as well.
Yeah.
Like, nearly the whole world knew about Team Trees, and I think even people that don't have YouTube knew Mr. Beast in a way, because like he was so respected for his team trees.
Oh yeah.
Also, this is quite controversial, but Mr. Beast has done more for the world than Greta Thunberg. Because, hear me out, Greta Thunberg, obviously, she's really good, and she's probably really, like, good for her age, you know, she's standing up, but all she's really done is put the facts out there and not really do anything. Like, she will say we need to stop polluting the ocean, but she won't do anything about it. She would raise awareness, which is good, but not do it. And I think Mr. Beast raised awareness and did it, in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, Mr. Beast is a good guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot to help people.
Yeah, he's like one of the most charity like people on YouTube. Like if you watch his videos, like giving a homeless man like £1,000 and like giving a pizza delivery man a house. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, one of the videos I've watched of him quite recently is he'd like pretend to be an Uber driver, and then at the end of the ride he'll say, "You can keep this car."
Oh yeah.
And at the end they did it with a Lambo.
Oh nice, yeah.
Yeah, so Mr. Beast is like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's any other YouTuber that is at Mr. Beast's level. Like, maybe, Mr. Beast will be top of, king of YouTube for maybe the next, let me think, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years?
Yeah, probably about that long.
Yeah, and I think then he'll probably step down and he's friends with so many, cool people as well.
Yeah.
Like, imagine your best friend being PewDiePie. Imagine your best friend being Dream. Imagine your best friend being Sapnap. Like, that must be, cool, right?
Yeah.
Also, I was listening to another podcast called Impulsive by Logan Paul.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Basically, he was talking about, he had Mr. Beast on. And Mr. Beast nearly died the other day. So basically, he was driving a car with his friend, and the friend was driving, and then all of a sudden he passed out, no reason why, but they didn't know, and he was driving their car on a motorway or a freeway in America, and they were going 90 kilometers an hour, and Mr. Beast had to steer, and brake the car. And, he accidentally slammed into a wall because he couldn't see anything.
Oh, yeah?
So, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. If Mr. Beast dies, I think it'll be all over the news.
Yeah, especially in America.
And I think Mr. Beast has also, created this Spanish channel where, He uploads his normal videos, and then people would translate it. He'd get a professional Spanish voice actor, and he'd say what Mr. B says, and I think that was quite clever of him. So other people that doesn't speak Spanish can watch him as well.
Oh yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. Sorry, I meant doesn't speak English.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a lot, Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think, yeah, YouTube is so big.
Yeah.
It's, actually incredible. Although, I think the one thing that nearly took out YouTube was YouTube Shorts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. The thing that nearly took out YouTube was TikTok.
Yeah, well, it was they were both really big apps, but I think YouTube is still the king.
Yeah, YouTube is basically still king.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I think most people have it on their phones. Like, if you look at someone's phone, they'll most likely have the YouTube app.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, wow, YouTube is massive.
Yeah. So, who's your favourite YouTuber or, like, a YouTube person?
Mr. Beast, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah.
Also, I like Carl. You know Carl from Mr. Beast?
Oh, yeah, I like the... Yeah, Carl, one of his friends.
Yeah, I like him as well. He's really funny.
Yeah, I like Chris.
Oh, yeah, Chris is quite funny as well.
Yeah.
I like Chandler as well. But Chandler, he just fails, like, every challenge.
Yeah, and Noah. Have you seen Noah?
Yeah. So, yeah, and I think, like, also, what's good about Mr. Beast is he, like... He's not, like, one of the YouTubers that has, like... He's really rich. And he's, like... Sorry for swearing here, but he's, like, quite an asshole about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Mr. Beast isn't that. Like, people will be rich and say, "Hey, I'm, like, so rich. You guys are not rich. You guys are so poor." Well, Mr. Beast was like, "You know what? I'm rich. Why don't I help out the poor, you know?"
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I love Mr. Beast, he's good.
Yeah. Also, I saw this video once on Mr. Beast. So, basically, like, a tornado hits, like, New Orleans, like, the city in America. Yeah. And then, like, he made food for, like, the people, like, the civilians. And then, like, he helped them to, like, rebuild from the, like, the destruction and the,
Oh, really? I haven't seen that. Yeah, Mr. Beast is cool. Anyway, we should probably stop talking about Mr. Beast because we've talked about Mr. Beast for, like, what, 8 minutes? Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, sure. Would you
want to talk? So, Dr. Freshman, what is your real name?
Oh, well, my real name is Harry. Well, Harry Jones, that's my surname, but... So, yeah, I have a podcast. If you're interested, check it out. It's called Dr. Freshman, just to remind you. And, yeah, you can listen to it on Anchor, Spotify, just any podcast platform. And, yeah, go check it out.
So, why don't you say what your podcast is like about and like what you talk about?
So, my podcast is not really, like, YouTube Shorts. Well, it's a short podcast. It's, like, so... My most episodes lasts about like a minute or maybe a minute or two or maybe a minute and a half. And yeah, they're usually just like short episodes. But sometimes when it's a guest episode, they tend to be like 10 minutes or maybe more. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do one last topic. And that topic is going to be... What do you think about, like, esports or, like, FaZe or, like, 1% or, like, Energy?
Oh, yeah.
So, have you heard of them before?
Don't think so. I've heard of, have I? Actually, no, I'm not sure if I have, actually.
Okay, so basically, esports is, like, well, you know what esports is, right?
Yeah, the football thing, right?
No, as in, like, not that esports. I mean, like, you like video games.
Video games. Oh, EA Sports.
No, I mean, like, you know when people, like, play video games professionally?
Yeah.
It's called, like, you play esports.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right, so basically, an esports organization is basically... An organization or like a company, for example, FaZe, which is one of them, and it basically has a bunch of members in. It's basically like a clan, but like professionals. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the Sidemen with KSI and that.
Yeah, place. A bit like the Sidemen, but like video games.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about esports for a bit, because especially on YouTube, like gaming videos on YouTube, what is the best, in your opinion, what is the best like gaming channel?
Gaming channel. Well, to be honest, I quite like Dan TDM and like Laserbeam because when I was like younger, I didn't really like Dan TDM, but like now I've started like to watch him more than I used to for some reason. I just kind of like his videos.
Yeah, I think yeah, Dan TDM is a good example. Yeah, he's quite dominant on YouTube. Yeah. I think probably mine, and you might not have heard of it, is MrBeast Gaming.
Oh yeah.
I love MrBeast Gaming.
Yeah, it's a good channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, guys. Hope you enjoyed the episode with Dr. Freshman or Harry. If you want to go check out his podcast, I'll leave the link and name in the description. And yeah, goodbye.
Bye.